In Lesson 5, we are going to continue developing our understanding of the Hebrew alphabet. First of all, in 5.01, we're going to introduce the guttural consonants, or letters. Remember, consonants and letters are synonymous. There are 5 guttural letters, and I encourage you, hold up your hand, and we'll say these together. With your thumb, point your thumb down, and that is Aleph. The next one is He. And the third is Chet. The fourth is Ein. And sometimes Resh. So let's say these 5 together. Aleph, He, Chet, Ein, and sometimes Resh. Okay, this time you say them. Aleph, He, Chet, Ein, and sometimes Resh. Sometimes these letters are difficult for Westerners to pronounce. The Aleph is easy because it has no sound. The He has a H, H. And here is one that's a little bit more difficult. The Chet, Chet. It's set in the back of your throat. I encourage you to practice Chet, Chet. The fourth one is Ein, Ein. And the fifth is sometimes Resh. Resh. If a resh seems difficult to pronounce, you can pronounce it like an R, but keep working on it and then you'll be able to do the resh. A little clue about the gutturals is that they cannot take a dagesh within the letter, which also means that a guttural cannot be doubled. So in other words, the gutturals can never have a dagesh, that's the dot, inside the letter, which means that they cannot be doubled. Now for 5.02, we're going to introduce the chatef vowels. Say chatef vowels. Okay, chatef vowels. Say it one more time. Good, chatef vowels. Chatef vowels are a combination of a shva plus a patach, or a shva plus a segol, or a shva plus a kamatz. The chatef vowels are half or reduced vowels. The only difference is that a chatef has a slightly shorter and quicker sound. So in other words, the patach by itself is pronounced ah, but the chatef patach is ah. So it's just a little bit quicker. The chatef segol is eh. Instead of eh, it's eh. Do you hear the difference? Okay, you try saying those. Chatef patach. Ah. Chatef segol. Eh. Now, the chatef kamatz is different. Instead of having an ah sound, as in spa, its sound is o, as in row. Okay, now let's come down to 5.03, and let's practice reading and saying, writing also, the chatef vowels below. The first vowel is Aleph. Remember, we have the Aleph there because it is a placeholder. And so what is the sound of the Aleph? That's right, it's a silent. And how about the Aleph with a chatef segol? Eh. Eh. And then we have the Aleph with a chatef patach. Ah, ah. Now this one, remember, is different. It's the Aleph with the Chatef Kamatz. And that's pronounced O. O. Now let's add the Chatefs to the Hay. What is the sound of the Hay by itself? Good. And the Hay with a Chatef Segol, the sound is He. He. Hey with a chatef patach, sound is ha, ha. And do you remember what the hey with a chatef kamat sound would be? Cho, cho. Okay, now let's go to the chet. What is the sound of the chet? The chet with a chatef segol, what would that sound be? Che, che. Chet with a chatef patach. Cha, cha. Now chet with a chatef kamatz, what does that sound? Cho, cho. Okay, now this time we're going to do it with ein. And I'd like for you to try and tell me what the sound is, and then I'll tell you afterwards. The sound of ein is, that's right, it's silent. Okay, the ein with the chatef segol, the sound would be eh, eh. How about the ein with the chatef patach? Ah, ah. How about ein with a chatef kamatz? Oh, oh. Very good.